Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. How did you know at some point you'd be able to sit in the president's seat? Walk us through the process of, you know, the first couple of weeks and then now to where you are. I mean, has the mindset changed at all? What's different other than maybe the business card?
Business card's changed. You just asked a lot. So I think the first thing you asked was, at what point did I know that I might be able to get to this seat? I mean, I think I can answer that a couple different ways. I mean, I started with the Warriors in 2002, basically right out of college. I was 22 years old as a ticket salesperson. And so, you know, initially I was trying to sell as many tickets as I could, but, you know, just trying to do the very best I could. And this is one of the things we talk about with people that work for us earlier in their career, or even, you know, kids that reach out for advice on LinkedIn or other ways, is I always tell people, like, this day and age, people get ahead of themselves quite a bit, and they're looking for what's next right away. It's kind of the stereotypical millennial. And for me, it was just keep my head down and do the very best I could. And what I was supposed to be doing was the initial thing. You know, at the same time, keeping your eyes and ears open and trying to be a team player and having as much of an impact as you can. So it started there. And then, you know, as you start going through the career, and Joe and Peter bought the Warriors in 2010. So it was about halfway through my time with the Warriors. And you start looking at all this and you start realizing, like, you know, this is going well, and you're building relationships with everyone that you work with. And then, you know, Rick Welts got here in 2011, which, you know, is probably one of the most important things that's I don't know if it happened to me is that makes it sound selfish, but I would say one of the most important things that happened to the Warriors and by extension ended up being one of the most important things for me, because he's been an incredible mentor to, I don't know how many people, a lot of people in the industry, but I'm lucky to have worked closely with him for 10 years, reporting directly to him and, you know, having weekly one-on-ones kind of thing and talking to him a lot and just watching how he does everything. And I think as time went on and, you know, you'd hear little tidbits from him and others that, you know, he might be, you know, working his way towards, he doesn't say retired, but towards not, you know, coming to a job like this every day. You know, you kind of realize, like, you know, I have a shot to do some percentage of what Rick does. I don't want to say do what Rick does, because I don't know if anyone could truthfully say that. And then we made some other changes just to double down on the direction we're headed. We created a head of technology, a VP of technology. It's a role we haven't had before, which is crazy to think, being in the Bay Area. And technology has always been a big part of what we've done, but we had different technology groups, IT and consumer facing technology, reporting into different places. So we centralized that, which we think will help quite a bit, help with a lot of our tech partners as well. And then the other thing that we did, we had a business development group, that was a new group of one, by the way, that reported directly to me over the last several years, looking at new business opportunities. And we moved that reports into our CFO, who's great. He's a year in and very entrepreneurial, kind of a strategy, came from Nike, actually the 49ers before that, and Disney before that. So that reports to him, and we're gonna expand. We're in the process of expanding that group. And I'll say one other thing related to that, that supports what our vision is in terms of mission, vision, values. We call it our BHAG, which stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal, which is something that we want to accomplish in the next 10 to 30 years is kind of how we think about it. So it's longer term goals. But our vision is to leverage the strength of our brand, enabled by technology, to become global leaders in experiences and entertainment. And what that means to me and the way we think about it, like, most of our company is focused on the basketball team and putting on live events and servicing our customers and partners and all those things, which is what we need. But there's a small group of us that was kind of looking ahead and saying, what other businesses can we get into? And but like, we hadn't really articulated to our organization. What's going on here? Like, what are we supposed to be focused on? And so the idea here is keep the main thing the main thing. Joe Lacob likes to say that Disney started as a theme park. Well, the Warriors started as a basketball team. We've now become a sports and entertainment company as we built Chase Center and Thrive City. So you got to keep the main thing the main thing. We always have to be laser focused on creating incredible experiences for our fans, winning championships, making an impact in the community, all the things that we do. And then coming out of that, what does that brand then enable us to do, you know, from other, I don't want to say ancillary businesses, because these businesses may not end up being ancillary, but, you know, some examples of what we're looking at, you know, we were the first sports team to do an NFT drop. So what are we doing in that? You know, everyone talks about the metaverse. What opportunities are there? We created our own suite resale platform. So it's called Suite Exchange. We built it from the ground up. We use it. It's great. Great transactional opportunity for our suite holders to resell their suite. We're starting to talk to other teams about using that. So think the StubHub of suites, right? There's really not a mechanism. You can sell suites on StubHub, but it's not the right platform for it. And by the way, I think StubHub would tell you that. So we've created a platform there. So those are a couple of, we've started to invest in technology companies. We invested in a company called Buzzr that a lot of people have heard of. Bo Han came from Twitter. A really, really interesting company. If you haven't heard of Buzzr, look it up, because I think you will hear from it. So these are some of the things that we're thinking about. But so that was a lot of things happening quickly as we made that transition.
Brandon, I got one question for you as we end. So we know you're a busy guy, but what keeps you up at night? Like, obviously when I asked you a loaded question earlier, you had 17 different thoughts, all of which were amazing, but you've got to have things going left, right, center, backwards, up, down. I mean, how do you center yourself, focus on the present while still having a focus on the future, and then get some sleep at the same time?
Well, it's a better question than you probably know. I don't sleep very much. I probably do, you know, 5 or 6 hours during the week. I try and do more than that on the weekend. And you know, you do have a lot of things going through your head as your head hits the pillow. I think what keeps me up at night is just, I'm impatient, right? So there's all these things that we want to do, and you kind of said it. I mean, prioritizing and figuring out, you know, making sure that we're giving everything the right amount of attention and living in the moment. And some of that for me is, it's like, how do we resource the right way? Because there's so many things we want to do, and we rely on our core. We have a great team. So you're relying on those people to do all this stuff. But at some point, you know, you only have so many hours in the day, so much bandwidth. So figuring out how to resource appropriately to do all the things we want to do, and then prioritizing and being like, okay, we can't do everything. So because we want to make sure everything we do at a high level. So that always has to be the lens. And so figuring out, like, having that patience to say, look, we've got all these things out there. And by the way, like, it's something, you know, Joe and Peter, the same thing, and not impatient in the sense that they're like pushing us in an undue way, but there's just so many things that we kick around, so many aspirations that we have. So just figuring out how to, and it's one of the things we're working on actually, is to get a better sort of organized system for prioritizing and making sure that we're allocating our resources appropriately, because we have so many people that just get it done no matter what it takes. But we think as we grow and continue to do more, we have to get a little smarter.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.